Bad and evil. Author's note: evil is an unpleasant, difficult, and dangerous topic. It is hoped that people will view this material just enough to grasp whatever they find useful. Dwelling on these subjects is detrimental to our minds and hearts. Part 4. Evil. What is evil is morally bad, but what is morally bad is not necessarily evil. An evil action is one that is so bad, so horrible, that it must have been inspired or designed by an evil being. An evil being is one who is committed to destroying goodness, repudiating creation and creator. Evil hates goodness with a passion. Evil acts against life, against creation itself, against the nature of our own beingness. Evil degrades anything good, particularly anything sacred. It especially degrades sex, using it as an act of domination, force, or sensuality alone, perverting the purpose of participating with our Creator in a joyful act of creation. Since evil rejects creation and creativity, it seeks to steal life and creation from others. It is predatory. Deep in itself, it is deathful, without enthusiasm for life. An action can have an evil motive, a deliberate desire to do harm. Evil actions that do much harm and arise from an evil motive are not difficult to find. However, evil itself is not just a single action or even a series of actions, and an evil person is not just someone who has done evil actions. Evil makes no sense except to itself. We always try to understand it, to make sense out of it, and all we can imagine is extreme badness. Evil cannot be understood because it is founded upon falsehood. If we have not accepted an evil lie into our own hearts and minds, we cannot and never will be able to understand the evil that follows. We can only observe it. Some people think that evil doesn't exist. They want to believe it doesn't exist. Most of us have never actually seen evil face to face, but seeing it up close is the only way to realize what it is. Hearing about it cannot provide the experience. People who have not seen evil think it is just a bad version of bad, and that it can be redeemed, healed, and dealt with in the same ways as badness can. However, evil is very different from just bad. Evil resides in the heart. It is a spiritual illness, a disease in the soul. It is not shown by just evil actions, for people who are not evil can do evil actions, and someone who wishes to do evil might be relatively ineffective at it. Evil is a decision of the soul. It is a decision to reject goodness, to reject truth and joy, to reject our source, and to elevate one's ego, personality, and desires to preeminence. This effort is doomed to fail eventually, but our benevolent Creator allows us to try. Evil is ultimate deception, ultimate egotism, ultimate selfishness, ultimate pride. Evil is a conscious affront and challenge to our Creator, to goodness itself. Evil places itself and its desires before all else. Evil always results from a choice, a series of choices, one after the other, with deeper and deeper commitment. A lie lies at the very root of evil, the lie that the created can be superior to its creator, can overpower the creator. The truth that our ego is not supreme is supremely unpleasant to the evil, and rather than accept it, evil piles lie upon lie, deceit upon deceit, in its wish to believe itself to be superior or even equal. Evil is characterized by deception. It flees from the light of truth. It calls evil good and good evil. One great deception of evil is to convince good people it does not exist, for then it has the greatest scope to destroy goodness, unencumbered by opposition from good humans. Evil is so adept at deception that it can masquerade as good. A woman who is naturally clairvoyant from birth had been taught that Lucifer was working to implement God's plan, the plan, for humanity. He eventually appeared to her as an incredibly beautiful, brilliant, loving white light. She was only able to discern that he was not of God because a good angel had told her to pray when she was 4 years old, and this being of light did not feel like the good father to whom she had been praying. Deception is both the origin of evil and a product of it. Deception is one of the two hallmarks of evil. The other is pride. Evil is deceived and deceiving. Evil is a conscious, deliberate decision to oppose goodness as a matter of life course. Evil asserts itself as a challenger to our source.